From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and it's time now for our regular Monday feature, All Tech Considered. Our first story today has to do with a fast-growing kind of tech crime. Identity thieves are using stolen names and social security numbers to file fake tax returns. And here's reason enough to get on with your return in case you were thinking of waiting until April. These thieves falsify wage and withholding information to generate big and fraudulent refunds before the real taxpayer gets around to filing. NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports.
Most taxpayers don't have any idea something is wrong until they hit the send button on their taxes and get an error message.
I was told somebody had already filed a return using my name and my social security number.
Last year, it happened to Todd Macy, a banker from Marin County, California.
I was shocked, and I felt like I was a victim.
A few hundred miles south in Bakersfield, teacher Joyce Hood wondered what happened to her refund.
I just figured something was wrong with their system.
But someone had filed a return in her husband's name, using his social security number. The identity thief likely falsified earnings and made off with thousands of dollars from the Treasury. Nina Olson is the National Taxpayer Advocate, kind of the internal watchdog at the IRS. People go to her when they have a problem with their returns. How big a problem is tax refund fraud? This big.
Our cases have increased by about 650% since 2008.
The IRS itself says the number of cases has doubled each year in recent years, and a lot of the fraud is coming out of South Florida. Frito Ferrer is the U.S. attorney there.
It catches on like fire. It spreads like a virus. Friends tell their friends.
He calls it an epidemic. Fraudsters come from all walks of life. Hospital workers, former Marines, white-collar professionals, and former gang members who've switched from street violence to tax fraud.
I'm seeing from a lot of the local police departments in South Florida that the violence in their communities is being substituted now for stolen identity tax refund fraud.
And the victims are as diverse as the perpetrators. Rich, poor, young, old, alive and dead. Ferrer says a social security number attached to a name now sells on the street for as much as $1,000. Scammers think they can get far more than that from a fraudulent refund. For the victims, it means aggravation and long waits for a refund that's rightfully theirs. Joyce Hood, the teacher in Bakersfield, says she spent hours at the IRS office. They told her it could take up to a year to get her refund.
And I just looked at them and I said, well, I can't. I really need this money. You know, I have daughters starting college.
As she waited, she paid part of her daughter's tuition with a credit card, racking up interest charges until the refund finally came last fall. So what's the Internal Revenue Service doing about all this? I asked the tax man himself. Steve Miller is its acting commissioner. He says the IRS has stopped 5 million attempts to get fraudulent refunds, saving taxpayers $20 billion. And he says it's using more aggressive screening technology to try to weed out the scammers. Though for safety, he wouldn't go into details.
So all I can tell you is that we have at least double the number of filters that we have. The filters are working very well.
And the IRS says it took action last month against nearly 400 people suspected of refund tax fraud. Miller says the agency is working on its online security and better ways to identify the real filer.
So I think we'll get there.
But critics say the IRS could do more. Last year, a Treasury official estimated refund fraud could cost the government $21 billion over the next 5 years. And the IRS has some work to do to get its computer systems talking to each other. Todd Macy, the banker, says someone used his social security number last February, but when he filed an extension in April, there was no warning. It wasn't until October that he discovered the fraud. Now, he's still waiting for his refund.
And I probably won't see that refund for, I'm told, at least 6 months to a year.
He's not alone. Even some IRS workers have been victims of refund fraud. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.